We are in Parashat Shlach Lecha. Shlach Lecha. And we're going to be reading from the Noam Elimelech, the teachings of Elimelech from Lizhansk. And we find in this parasha one of the greatest sins in our history of our nation is when the spies came back from Eretz Israel and they come with a lot of bad things about Eretz Israel. They come and talk Lashon Hara about Eretz Israel. This is the main theme of the parasha, but nevertheless, there are many other parts of the parasha. Now we're going to concentrate specifically on the verse that it says Shlach Lecha Anashim. You should send for yourself people. Why does it say Shlach Lecha Anashim? You should send for you people, because they, Bnei Israel, were parked outside of Eretz Israel, and they were ready to enter. That was 13 months after they left Mitzrayim. If you remember last week, we read in Parashat Behalotecha, was a year after going out of Mitzrayim, was Pesach. And they were celebrating the first Pesach. And that's when we read in the Parasha that there are a few people who were impure, and they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, wait a minute, we can't do the Pesach, we're impure. So we got the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. This is coming in order, and this happened exactly in the month of Sivan, 13 months after they left Mitzrayim, and they are parked in front of Israel in a distance of 11 days of walking, and they're about to go into Eretz Israel, and then the spies come and say, hey, you know, if we're going to conquer the land, what's called Bederech HaTeva, based on nature, shouldn't we also prepare according to nature and send spies to scout the land and see what's going on? Moshe Rabbeinu says, we don't really need that. We have a spiritual GPS. Hashem is taking care of us. We need spies. And they were very determined. So he says, okay, let me ask Hashem. Goes to Hashem. Hashem says, listen, you don't really need spies. But nevertheless, if you want to, Moshe Rabbeinu, then send. That's why he says, Shlach Lecha Anashim. You want to, you send. I'm not telling you to send. Really, Moshe Rabbeinu also didn't want to send the spies. Rather, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to shut them up. He wanted to prove to them that there's no worries. So the verse says, Shlach Lecha Anashim. Send for yourself, people. דהינה צריך האדם לעבוד את הבורא, להסתכל תמיד בשפלותו. And not, you see that a person, when he serves Hashem, he constantly needs to look in himself how low he is compared to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's very easy to look at myself and to see the good things. That's usually the easy part. I can say, oh, I'm very smart, I'm very intelligent, I'm very courteous, I'm very charitable, whatever it is. To give unto ourselves a good mark, it's very easy. But to look at the things that I'm low at, I don't want to see that. I don't know many people that come and say to themselves, who am I kidding? I'm lazy. Who am I kidding? I'm so judgmental. And I have issues with anger and patience. And I have very few people are very critical on themselves. In a healthy way, of course. I'm not talking about some people all day long. They pound themselves on their head how bad they are. But nevertheless, there is a level that is called shaflut. Shaflut is that I'm shafel. It means low. And this is a quality that if we know how to apply with interacting with other people, we'll be very happy and successful. Because most times I will meet a person and I will right away see how I'm better than that person. Instead of seeing, no, that person is greater than me, is smarter than me, is older than me, is more successful than me. It's called shaflut. Shaflut comes from the word shafel, something that is low. It says a person constantly, when he serves Hashem, has to look in his shaflut, in how I'm much, much lower. Some people, they have a syndrome and they think they're God in some types of ways. Look at Cain. Cain, we think that Cain was jealous of heaven. He wasn't jealous of heaven. He wanted to be a god too. That's why his name is Cain. Cain comes from the word in Hebrew, kin'ah. Kin'ah is jealousy. He's like, I want to be a god. I want to be an kol yachol that I can do everything. I think he was jealous about Hevel. Just imagine the whole planet and five people live on the planet. Seven people live on the planet, sorry. Because there was Adam and Chava. And then Cain and Hevel. And each one had, Cain had one twin sister and Hevel had two twin sisters. So we have here a total of seven people. So you think Cain was jealous of Hevel? Cain wanted to be a god. He's like, I want to be a kol yechol. How many people we found that they wanted to be a god? Nevertheless, when I serve Hashem and I need to look at my shaflut, what do I need to do? Leshaber ulachni et hagashmiut ve et ha'artziut. I have to break and subdue the physicality. And another word that I found very hard to translate in Hebrew, in English, is artziut. Artziut comes from the word eretz. Eretz is a land. And gashmiut is the physicality. These are two levels in my life that I need to know how to, first of all, break it. Break, not in a negative way, but rather to have, to don't, not to have that control me. And also to lehachnia. Lehachnia is to subdue. I don't, I can't have anything physical controlling me. And this is called leshaber v'lachnia gashmiut v'artziut. Artziut comes from the word in Hebrew eretz. Eretz is the land. Anything that is pulling me towards the physical realm of the world, it has to be broken and it has to be controlled and subdued. Now let's explain what that means. Another thing that I need to do while I serve Hashem, לחשב תמיד רוממות אל וללך במחשבות תורות. First, I have to constantly think of the greatness of Hashem and not to think any less of what really Hashem is. It's called רוממות האל, how exalted Hashem is. We sometimes think that Hashem is our friend. He's not our friend. He's the master of the universe. I need to understand that he's way exalted than me, and there's no way for me here to be chutzpan in any type of way, or fresh, or think that Hashem owes me anything. But more than that, I have to constantly have pure thoughts. לזכך ולתאר את מחשבתו. I have to constantly purify and clean my thoughts, that my thoughts are pure. ועל ידי זה הוא מעלה את נשמתו למעלה. By that, I'm able to constantly elevate my soul higher and higher. Where do I want the soul to come to? Ad mekom shorsho, till the place where it's rooted from. This is my purpose, to elevate my soul back to where it's rooted from. Vezeu perush hapasuk, and this is the explanation of the verse, vayashuvu mitur haaretz. The spies went to 40 days. They left on Kaftet in Sivan, and they came back in Tisha B'Av. That's one of the sad events that happened on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is not only the destructions of the temples. The spies, they came back on Tisha B'Av. So they left on Kaftet in Sivan, a week from now. And when they came back, the Pasuk, the verse says, Vayashuvu, and they have returned, Mitur Haaretz. Tour is to tour around. It's like in English, to tour. The funny thing here, the Torah calls the spies tayarim. Tayar is a tourist. Moshe Rabbeinu calls them spies. If you, where do we see that? Because Moshe Rabbeinu gave the yud to Hoshea ben Nun. We just read that yesterday in Mincha of Shabbat, and we finished the reading of Shabbat of Mincha of Shabbat that the 12 nesiim, the 12 leaders, left to the journey, and Moshe Rabbeinu sent his servant, Yoshua, but his name was Hoshea, and he gave him the letter Yud. And the letter Yud formed now the word Yehoshua. And he says that Hashem should protect you from these spies. Why are you calling them spies? It doesn't say in the Torah that they're spies. It says that they're tayarim. Tayarim, they're ones who are going to look around. There's a big difference between a tayar and a spy. Tayar, a tourist, is going to look at the positive things in the land. I don't know people that go to on a vacation, they're trying to now badmouth the place where they go. When you go to Paris, you go to Milan, whatever you go, you go to tour the place, you go to the museums, you go to the historical places, you don't go to the bad places of the what the city has to offer. But a spy is the one who goes to see the disadvantages of the place. So Moshe Rabbeinu told Yoshua, here, take a yud so Hashem will protect you. The reason why he got this yud, where does this yud come from? I mean, the Torah doesn't just give presents for free, and definitely not letters for free. So our sages teach us that yud was the yud that was belonged to Sarai before she was Sarah. Her name was Sarai. And if you remember, the yud was removed and she got a hay. Now that yud was just free there. And the yud was like, what about me? Where am I going to go? So Moshe Rabbeinu took that yud and gave it to Yoshua. In order to form in his word the yud kei and vav. In his name is Yehoshua. So you have a yud and a kei and a vav on the word in the name of Hashem. But nevertheless, the spies were called tourists. They weren't called spies. So the verse says, Vayashuvu, and they have returned, mitur haaretz, from touring the land. Very simple. Now, what does this mean? We mentioned that I have to refine myself by purifying my thoughts in order for my soul to be elevated to its source. And that's the explanation of this verse, that they came back from scouting the land. Rotze lomar, what is he trying to tell us? Sheheshivu et nishmatam lashoresh elahem. They have brought back, they have returned their soul to its root. How? Al yadei shnei madrigot elu. By these two levels. What are these two levels? Haino, mitur haaretz. First of all, they went to tour the land. Klomar al yadei istaklutam b'artziut lachniyam. When they went to look at the land, they didn't go to look at the land where it can be conquered and if it's easy or hard to conquer. They went to look at their own artziut, their own land. I also have artziut. I like sleeping, I like eating, I like enjoying myself, I like pleasuring the physicality of this world. It's called artziut. There's gashmiut, that's the actual physical sustenance of the universe, and there's artziut, is the connection to the land, what pulls me down into this world. When they went to tour the land, they went to tour their own land. Meaning saying, in other words, I have to constantly also go and tour my own land. Where is the physicality pulling me into this world and disturbing me from becoming spiritual? Because my essence is to become... let's see, this is where the translation of the Hebrew becomes difficult. But that's how you spell that. But here your translation is showing national. Artziut is the land, is called Eretz. And the Artziut is the quality of that pulls me into the character traits of the land. So here's where the translation comes a little bit tricky. Because your...
More modern.
Exactly. Your translation says national. This is not, has nothing to do with national. Rather, the explanation of Artziut in this context is that I am subject to different qualities of this world that pull me into the physicality of the world. My essence is to be pulled up to the spiritual world, to my source. But something is keeping pulling me down into this world. I need to see what are these qualities that are pulling me into the world that are negative for me, that are making my mind not pure, making my body not pure. That's why it says, when they went to tour the land, they went to tour their own artziut. The land will translate now, for the sake of the example, the word artziut to the land. So what's connecting me to the land? What's connecting me to the land, if I want to look at it in a different way, is that I have to eat, I have to sleep, I have to work, I have to take care of my physical needs. All these things can be a distraction to my spiritual work, and definitely can be a distraction from taking me up to my source. Here he's saying, in other words, that they had to look in themselves, in the physicality, artziut and wilderness, yeah.
Corporeality,
yeah.
The body.
Exactly. What the body is the needs of the body. Now, there's nothing wrong with eating. There's nothing wrong with sleeping. And there's nothing wrong with many other physical things. But do I need to eat three huge meals a day with steaks and pleasure the food? Or just something small to put in my mouth to have energy. Same thing with sleep. I can sleep 4 hours. I don't need to sleep 9 hours. Or 11 or 12 hours. But nevertheless, there are many physical things in this world. They distract me from my spiritual service. And there's constantly going to be a struggle between the physical and the spiritual. But more than that, there are certain qualities in the physical world that will cause me to be much lower in my spiritual level. That will become me, will make me become more needed to the spirit, physical world.
What's the difference between Gashmiut and Artziut?
Gashmiut is physicality and Artziut is the connection to the lower realm. And again, this is not what we were talking about right now to explain the difference between both of them, but the Artziut is the connection to what brings me down to the lowest realm in the world that causes me to, instead of going up and ascending to the spiritual world, rather causing me to be pulled down into the physical world. Now I need to observe that, I have to tour that land and to be able to overpower it and to subdue it. Now, if, for example, something is stopping me from my service of God, I need to pinpoint what is that that's stopping me. What is that that is causing me to not grow spiritually? This is where I need to subdue it. I need to see what are my weaknesses. When Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Meraglim, the spies, he told them three things. First, tell me how's the land, the actual land, the soil, if it would be good to grow fruit and vegetables. The second thing, I want to know if the cities are walled and if they're hard to conquer. Do we need to bring a lot of explosives to blow up these walls, or we just walk in? What do we need to do? Well, how are their cities going to be conquered? And the third is, are the people there are brave and we're going to have a war, or they're cowards and we're just going to walk in and they're just going to run away? These are the three things that Moshe wanted to know. And when they came back, they said, the soil is amazing. Look at the beautiful fruit. They brought fruit with them. But the people are very brave and they're huge, they're giants, and they're killers, and their cities are walled. I don't even know how we're going to break these walls. That's what they came back and telling them. Saying in other words, I have to constantly observe what is going to be the power that stops me from conquering my own land, my artziut, my physicality. It has to be something. So one person will be the desire for food. Another person will be the desire for women. Another person will be the desire for money. Whatever it is, we all have challenges. I need to know what is going to stop me from entering the land and conquering the land. Why? Because that's what's going to cause me to ascend to a spiritual place. I'm a spiritual being, I'm not a physical being. This world is making me physical. But in my essence, I'm a spiritual being. I'm not here to eat and to sleep and to procreate. I'm here to grow spiritually. I need to evaluate what are these obstacles that are stopping me from growing. Now he continues, and he says, Miketz arba'im yom. It took them 40 days to scout the land. Where did they go to? Russia. How long does it take to cross this land? You do it with a car in 6 hours. 40 days! You would think that they went to conquer South America. So why 40 days? It says, HaTorah shenitna le'arba'im yom. The Torah took 40 days to be given. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountains for 40 days. Same way that they took the Torah to be given for 40 days, they had to go for 40 days into the land. And again, Miketz 40 yom hu haTorah shenitna lemem yom. The Torah was given for 40 days. Ulashon ketz. Why does it say Miketz 40 yom? At the end of 40 days. It doesn't say in the Torah they went and they came back after 40 days, or the journey took 40 days. It says Miketz. Ketz is an end. We found a few times the word miketz in the Torah. But nevertheless, ketz is the end. Why is it using the word ketz? Because ketz, it means sof v'tachlit, the end and the purpose. Hainu, what does that mean? Shelamdu ha-Torah b'machshavot teorot. they have learned the Torah with pure thoughts, שזהו התכלית של לימוד תורה. This is the purpose of learning Torah. Most people, it's hard for them to concentrate on the Torah. They don't have pure thoughts while they learn Torah. You're listening to me right now. I don't know how much of the words are being processed. Or sometimes the mind is going somewhere else. You know the famous story with one time the Baal Shem Tov was praying in a minyan, and the Baal Shem Tov used to travel from one place to another. He didn't have a set shul. And every day he was somewhere else. So one time he was sitting in a minyan praying, and after the Tfilat Shmona Esre, he turns around to the person next to him and tells him, Shalom Aleichem! Shalom Aleichem? What do you mean Shalom Aleichem? I've been here for the last hour. He's like, your body was here, but your mind was now in the markets, and you just came back to the shul. So I'm greeting you, Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. So your body was here, but your mind was somewhere else. Just try to monitor how many times a minute or per hour your mind is wandering to places that you suddenly find yourself on a beach in Mexico. Suddenly your mind takes you to some casino. Another moment later your mind is somewhere else. I'm going to start getting into descriptions here. But now where is our mind going? Just in Tfilat Shmona Esre, the whole prayer takes 4.5 minutes. Just imagine how many stops you have during that prayer. So, and even during a Shiur Torah, a lot of the times people say, listen, make your classes short because people have very short attention span. I don't understand that. When I used to learn in yeshiva, you know, the hour would go fast. We're like, what? That's it? The hour is over? It was so fast. So, but some people, after 5 minutes, the mind starts taking them to different locations. And then they come back to the class and then go back again and then you come to the end of the class. You don't remember even what he was talking about because your mind is going to different places. Nevertheless, he says here, what is the purpose of learning Torah? Is when you learn with a pure mind, that you absorb the Torah. And that is the purpose. Now what is the end? We said there's an end and there's a purpose. The purpose is learning the Torah in purity. But the end, the ketz, v'sofa, וזהו מקץ 40 יום. What is the end? That it took 40 days for Moshe Rabbeinu to bring down the Torah. That's the end, 40 days. וזהו שלח לך אנשים. That's what the Torah says. Send for yourself people. דעל ידי המצוות נבראים מלאכים. When we do a mitzvah, we create an angel. We do many mitzvot, we make many angels. וצריך לעשות המצווה במחשבה טהורה. You have to do the mitzvah with a pure thought. Not to do the mitzvah with an impure thoughts. And more than that, to be able to subdue the evil, the physical, the desire. And this is what it means, shlach, v'haynu shlach. Why is it saying shlach, send? רוצה לומר שתעשה המצווה ותשלחם למעלה לשורשך ולך דייקה. Shlach means send it all away. That you should do the mitzvah and send it up to the source. And it says ulecha davka. It says shlach lecha, send to you. So the point is that when I do a mitzvah, it has to be sent to its source. If I do a mitzvah and my mind is not on the mitzvah, then the mitzvah is like we call it an orphan mitzvah. It doesn't have a soul, doesn't have an intention. To do just the act, it's one thing, but to do it with a pure thought and with the right intention, then that's a little bit harder. But when I do that, I'm able to send the mitzvah to my source. You know, when I many years ago, I had a big business and had many workers. One worker was specifically one of my favorites, not only because he was trustworthy, not only because he was maybe put it over here. Shama Nishkach, one of the tables. Thank you. Not only because he was trustworthy and responsible, and you know why I liked him the most? Because he was a young man, he was in his 20s, and he used to work so hard, and at the end of the month he didn't tell me, give me my paycheck. He asked me to send it to his mom, who took care of his other brothers. He was in America and his mother was in Israel. He didn't ask for money for himself. The tips that he made, he kept for himself. The paycheck, he told me, please transfer it to my mom's bank account. The first month I was like, okay, second month, third month, fourth month. He would work and send money to his mother and he had younger brothers. And he was an orphan from the father, and every month. And I was like, wow, this is unbelievable. He took the tips that he used to make to live off, very, very simple. All the money he made would send to his mother. And I was like, oh, look how beautiful is that. What a special quality. But this is the quality of sending the mitzvah to its source. When I do a mitzvah, it's like I get a reward for it, but I send it to my root, to my source. Like this worker sending the money, not taking it for himself, sending it to his mother. Here, I'm doing the mitzvah, I send it to the source. And he concludes by saying, "Vayaturu et eretz Knan," and they scouted, they toured the land of Knan, meaning, as we have said before, "Al yadei histaklut be'artziut lehachni'an," v'zeh lashon Knan. Why is this called Knan? Knan has the same root in the word in Hebrew, lehachni'a. And lehachni'a means to subdue, to overpower, to control. So Knan, again, comes the same root of the word to subdue. And when it says that they went to scout the land of Knan, I need to constantly see, to scout within me, my physicality, my artziut, what is causing me to be pulled down to the ground, and how do I overpower it? And I need to find what are my weaknesses. If my weakness is food, or money, or women, or whatever it is, I need to recognize it and to know, okay, now I need to conquer it. How do I conquer that? How do I conquer that? By purifying my thoughts. It's all about my thoughts, because we talked about it so many times. The thought is the source of everything. If I know how to subdue my thought, how to control my thought, and to bring my thought to a pure level, then all the mitzvot that I do are pure. The intention is pure. So there's a backwards and forth here, as I have to purify my thought, and at the same time, constantly, I have to scout my land. What is my enemy, which is my artziut? The physicality is not always something negative. When you asked before the difference between the physical gashmiut and artziut, yeah. The gashmiut sometimes is good. You know, tefillin is something gashmi, something physical. And sukkah is something gashmi, something physical. And lulav, and tzalit, and this is a good thing. I take it and I elevate it. But artziut, there's nothing good there. Artziut is what pulls me down into the ground. There's nothing positive in there. It's lehefech. It was pulls me into the eretz is a land. What pulls me down? My purpose is to take the gashmiut, is the physicality, and to elevate it. So things like tefillin, I can elevate mezuzah, sukkah, and tzitzit, and many other things. Things that are artsy, I can elevate it. It's not for me to even deal with lehefech. The contrary, it what pulls me down to into the physical world, and that can be food. A lot of people, they have a weakness with food all day long. They're searching to eat. Oh, this is a good restaurant. Oh, let's go eat there tonight. And all day long is around the food. Our physical body constantly needs food. Very few people, they're fine with just give me a few pieces of vegetables, a salad, I'll be fine with that. Most people are like, what are we eating tonight? What are we eating? Well, we're not eating a steak tonight. So this is an example how the artziut can be either elevated to something spiritual or pull me down. And many other things. There's nothing wrong with doing sports to get into good shape, to keep your physique and your health. But when you're spending 4 or 5 hours a day, it's all about the sport. And that's already something that pulls you away from your focus. You want to go and swim once a week, play tennis, whatever it is, to keep your health, good. But some people, all day long, they're in the sports channel, and he won, and that won, and he won, and ooh, some people know the underwear size of the each player. Come on, I also do sports, but it doesn't pull me into the world. I do it because I need to keep healthy, and that's it. But this is the artziut, what is my enemy. Because the enemy will come in a way, I'm not telling you to do a sin, I'm just telling you to be occupied with other things but Torah. So I need to know what are the dangers here and what can pull me. I'm not talking here about the things that are completely prohibited. Things that you can easily be mistaken and say, oh, there's nothing wrong with that. But that will take me away from Torah and mitzvot. And my purpose is to learn Torah with a pure thought, pure thoughts and pure mind, and to elevate the mitzvot to their source. So again, we can take the verse Shlach lecha anashim and interpret it in a completely different way. Instead of understanding it of sending spies into the land of Israel, is I have to send myself on a daily basis, constantly, these spies to spy in my own land. Where do I need to overpower something? What do I need to conquer? What's the land that I need to conquer? That's why it says Eretz Knaan. Ki Knaan comes from the word in Hebrew, resembles the word in Hebrew, achna'a, to overpower, to subdue. And constantly I need to do that. And that's how I enter the Eretz Israel. And Eretz Israel, needless to say, is the land that represents the my connection to the Torah. How I elevate the Torah to its source. And my purpose in this world is to refine myself and to elevate myself back to my root. As Hashem should merit to not only latur et our own land, but to really to see finally with our own eyes the land of Israel and its glory. Bezal Hashem, we'll see that very soon when Mashiach is going to come. In the meantime, we have to know how to prepare ourselves and know how to conquer our desires and our physicality. And again, know how to subdue it, lachnia. Bezal Hashem, only left to wish you to be successful in your spying against your enemies.